The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz. Listen, folks, what a game last night. Producer Brett and I were just talking about this. If you're not a hockey fan, well, then you just bear with me for a minute and indulge me. But what a game that was. If you like sports and you don't watch the hockey final, something's wrong with you. Because that was a game. And first of all, one of the things producer Brett and I were talking about was that the fact that it went to game seven when, because Edmonton had fallen behind 3-0. And then boy, what a fight back. And then what a game last night. And Florida ended up winning 2-1, of which we here at the station are very happy, because with Florida winning 2-1, it keeps the Stanley Cup in America. And that's where it belongs, in America. So that was a lot of fun last night. And I tell you, if you're a sports fan, now is a great time, and this is where I'm going to lose producer Brett, because not only did you have the hockey final last night, the Stanley Cup, you've got the Copa America right now, which is a, you know, soccer awesomeness, and you've got Europa Cup, which is really soccer awesomeness. Watching these teams play is just amazing. So if you like competitive sports and you've never gotten into soccer, now's your time to watch. It's just amazing watching these teams. Watching what Italy did yesterday, I'm telling you, folks, I know some of you are out there going, Victor, we did not tune into you to hear sports analysis. Listen, I don't talk about sports often because I don't watch a lot of sports, but I enjoy hockey and I enjoy soccer. And then other than that, you'll hear me talk about motorcycle racing and car racing. And that's about it for me in sports. So unless you call shooting a sport, which I think shooting is a sport. So we do that, and we'll talk about that as well. So especially with Lock and Load. Yes.
I know that sports are not all that important when it comes to, you know, the grand scheme of things here. They aren't going to change your life one way or the other if one team wins or loses. But it is a great diversion from all this crap that's going on that we really, true. Really need.
You know,
and incidentally, I don't dislike soccer. I'm not necessarily a fan.
You're not a fan, but you know. No, I bet you watch it before you watch basketball.
I don't know.
That's just me. No, you know, producer Brett's 100% right, folks. And I've talked about this before, and you need an out. Everybody needs an out. There's nothing wrong with looking forward to the weekend. And this is what I talk about when we talk about blue-collar America and why they're getting behind Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump, yeah, he may be a billionaire, but he's a blue-collar billionaire. He knows the blue-collar. He knows what the worker does, because you know why? You know why Donald Trump is a blue-collar millionaire or billionaire? Because Donald Trump has had to hire blue-collar people. Donald Trump has a career of hiring blue-collar people. Men, women, black, white, Hispanic, brown, whatever. Donald Trump has hired them all. Because when you actually run a business, not when you're feeding off the government teat for all of your career, Joe Biden, the dementia patient, has never had a private sector career. He's only had a taxpayer career. Joe Biden has been living off the government teat for 50 plus years. That man wouldn't know how to start a business, run a business, sign a paycheck. He's never had to be responsible for other people's livelihood. And I don't know, because in government, you ain't responsible for people's lives. You may think you are, and people may, and these politicians tell you that they are. No. The only closeness that a politician can come to saying that they're kind of responsible, which they will never take responsibility. Never. But they are responsible for the defense of this nation. The number one duty of a constitutional held office is to protect this country. And you do that by having a secure border, not an open border. You do that by making sure the American people have their right to life, pursuit of happiness, liberty. That's what the government can do. That's what they can do. And then they can say, hey, yeah, we're a little bit responsible, but they'll never take responsibility. Listen, look at the mess we're in now. Do you see Biden taking responsibility? Do you see the Democrats taking responsibility for their policies? Heck no. They don't even want to talk about their policies. It's crazy, but I'll get to all that later. But producer Brett makes a great point. When all this mess is going on, and this again, this is the connection that Donald Trump has with blue collar America, because Donald Trump has hired blue collar America. Donald Trump has helped and paid and provided incomes for families to actually take care of their families. Donald Trump has done that because he's owned and runs businesses throughout his whole career. He's never depended on government for a taxpayer paycheck. Not like Joe Brandon Biden. Now, Donald Trump knows what blue collar is, and a blue collar worker, not just a blue collar worker, folks, but since we have lots and lots of blue collar workers in this country, it really does mean something when you work 80 hours a week and you can get and look forward to the weekend. There is nothing wrong with looking. Look, I will make fun of people who watch basketball. I will make fun of people who watch football, American football. I make fun of even baseball. If what do I often say? If baseball were any slower, they would call it gardening. I do make fun of these, but I love sports, folks. Listen, just because I'm not an avid sports watcher when it comes to a lot of sports, it doesn't mean I don't enjoy the competition. I do enjoy sports. I just happen to love soccer. That is my sport, and I love hockey, and I love motor sports. If it's got an engine and you can put gas in it, I'll watch it. All right. I don't watch this EV crap. This Indy crap where they're running EV battery cars. Yeah, no, they can have it. But if you can put gas in it and it's got something like a V8 or a V10 or a V12, yeah, I'll watch it. but that sports isn't out for people, and there's nothing wrong with that. When you have to put in hours and look, there's so many Americans today that have two and three jobs. Joe Biden's running around trying to say he's created jobs. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You've caused American families to have to take on two and three jobs just to get by because of your Biden inflation. Because Bidenflation and Bidenomics have driven the cost of living up for every single person in this country. And it doesn't hurt the elitist. It doesn't hurt the Washington bureaucrats. It doesn't hurt people who have the means, but it does hurt the poor. It hurts the poor. It hurts the lower class. It hurts the middle. It hurts middle lower. It hurts the upper middle. I am telling you, folks, you may make six figures, or you may be bumping six figures, and you might have been excited about it until Joe Biden came along. Because before Joe Biden, the six-figure income was pretty darn good, man. You could do a lot with it. But along comes Joe Biden and Bidenomics, and puts inflation through the roof. The cost of everything is going through the roof. The cost of gasoline is going through the roof. All of these costs are up. And when you hear these bozos in the Biden administration, and then you're going to hear it on Thursday night, folks. If Biden shows up, you're going to hear it on Thursday night. He is going to sit there and lie to your face. And the two so-called moderators are going to lie in your face. Because it's going to be three against one against Trump. But you're going to have Joe Biden and the moderators of CNN lie to you in front of your face, and they're going to tell you, oh, well, inflation's down. Prices are down. They're not, folks. The only thing trending that was trending down, we'll see, but was kind of coming down, was the rate of increase. The rate of increase was slowing. But the prices are still high. Here is what you've got to understand. And here is the problem that we're going to have with low information voters. The problem that we're going to have with government educated voters, at least recently, is they won't teach you this stuff. And the Democrats, and they're going to lie to you because they don't think you'll do your homework, or they don't think you're smart enough to think logically. And here's the problem, or here's the problem for the Democrats. There may be a lot of low information voters. There may be a lot of dumb masses out there. Masses with an M. There may be people who are government educated who don't really understand economics. But you know what they do understand? They understand when they go to the grocery store once, twice, three times a week. And when you go to the grocery store and you're having to pay double for milk, double for eggs, quadruple for eggs and milk, quadruple for bread. When you're going out and you used to go shopping and stop for a sandwich or something, and that sandwich used to be $5 and now that sandwich is $10. They know this. Your dumb masses or your low information voter, they know that. This is what I've said before. When you see that pendulum start to swing in politics, it's because the economy and the economy that will do this is an economy that has rising prices. because the low information voter, no matter what they know or don't know or think they know, they will know this. When they're having to shell out more money and more money and having to budget, and they can't make it month to month without going in debt, you can't make it month to month without using the credit cards. Look, it's one thing to use your credit cards because you want something. It's another thing to use your credit cards because you need something. You understand this? It's one thing to say, I'm going to go in debt because I want that new car. I'm going to go in debt because I want those new shoes. I'm going to go in debt on my credit card because I want those new clothes or I want that new whatever it is. But when you have to say, I have to take out my credit card because I need to eat. I need this food. I need this piece of clothing for my child. I need this for my child's school. I need this because I have to, whatever it is. It's a different story. When you're pulling out the credit card because you want, or you're pulling out that credit card because you need, there is a difference, folks. There is a difference. And right now, every voter out there is going to the grocery store and they're seeing the cost it is to live. And that is because of Joe, Brandon, Biden, and the Democrat policies. And they know this. They may not understand why, but the voter that's going out there and having to shell out $100 every time they fill up their gas tank, and then they're when they used to have a full shopping cart and that was $100, now a full shopping cart is $200, the voter knows it. And you know what the voter's gonna do? They're gonna blame the person in the White House. And right now, that's Joe, Brandon, Biden, and that's the Democrats. And what the Democrats are going to do, they're going to sit there, and Joe Biden and the moderators are going to tell you, they're going to tell you on Thursday night, oh, the prices are coming down. Folks, you know darn well these prices aren't coming down. Now, the progressive morons out there who are part of the elites, they're going to love and eat up what Joe Biden, and then they're going to regurgitate what Joe Biden is saying, because the high prices don't bother them. The high prices don't bother the elite. The high prices don't bother the bureaucracy in Washington. They have never seen a recession, folks. Many of them live off the taxpayer credit card. These prices don't bother them. But you know what? These prices bother regular Americans, because regular Americans are out there and they have to foot the bill for the milk, for the bread, for the eggs, for the bacon, for all of your needs and everything you require to live, whether it's the clothes on your back, the shoes on your feet, or the food that's on your table. All of it is costing 30, 40, 50% more because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. And he's going to pay that price in November. He's going to pay for the price. You may not like Donald Trump, but you understand one thing. And look, there's a lot of, I don't understand it, but there's a whole lot of this country that doesn't like Donald Trump. But you know what they understand? They understand that his policies were pretty darn awesome. His policies were spot on. And under 3 years of a Trump presidency, you had lower prices for everything that involved in your life. Everything you needed to require to live, everything you needed month to month to live was cheaper under Donald J. Trump. And then along came the China virus, and we all saw what happened there. And then along came Joe Biden and the Democrats, and they made it worse. The voters will see this. Look, listen, I talk a lot about the dumb masses, and again, I know I sound like I'm being disparaging to a bunch of voters, but I'm not. I just recognize and understand there's a whole bunch of low information voters out there, and I get it. Politics can be boring. Politics can be ad nauseum, just stupid and really drive you crazy if you get into it. So most people don't pay attention. They don't pay attention until they have to. And when the economy is hurting you, when you're struggling to make a living, when you're struggling to take care of your family, when you're struggling, listen, folks, you know what pains me to no end is when I'm at a store and I see a family, let's say a husband, a wife, and two young kids, or one young kid, or three young kids. And I see these kids and they ask for something as simple as a little matchbox car, or maybe they want something to play with in the car. Maybe they want a little plush animal. Maybe they want a little snack. And the parents have to tell them no. The parents have to tell, look, it is the worst thing I think to have to do is to turn to your child. Now listen, it's one thing to educate your kids that you can't have everything and you must work for what you have and you must earn. But when you're out in the store, whether it be vacation or just shopping or just something random, you want to provide for your kids. And it is the worst thing in the world to have to turn to your kids and look at them and say, we can't afford that. I know you're hungry. I know you want a snack. I know we haven't had a nice little piece of candy in a long time, but we can't afford it. I know you haven't gotten a new little toy or this little matchbox or whatever. I know you haven't had it for a while, but we can't afford that. Folks, that it hurts me when I see that, because it is the politician that is causing that pain on that family. It's Joe Biden and the Democrat policies that have driven the price up of everything that you need to live, so that you don't have extra money to spend on your kids. You don't have the extra money to spend on yourselves. Every month that goes by, there's less and less disposable income for so many families in this country. And it is because of the politicians. It is mostly the Democrats. Let's face it, when it comes to economic issues, look, I've got a lot of problems with people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. I've got a lot of problems with a whole lot of establishment Republicans. But you know what the one thing that all the Republicans, whether they're conservative or establishment, which they usually get right? They usually get the economy right. Now, that's not to say that we can't do better, because we can. But most of the time, the Republicans, even the establishment, will get the economy right. Because under Republican economies, you usually have a thriving economy, lower taxes, and more disposable income, and prices go down because there's an abundance. Listen, if you look at Republican, you can go back to Nixon, you can look at especially Ronald Reagan, you can look at the Bush years, and you can look at the Trump years, and there is an abundance. Folks, there's a lot of positive things that come with an abundance. When there's an abundance, there's usually peace. And when there's an abundance, people are usually more inclined to be individuals. People are more inclined to be self-reliant. People are more inclined to not depend on the government. They're not going to have to depend on handouts and taking from others. Not when there's abundance. Because when there's abundance, you can be self-reliant. And under Republican economies, we have usually plenty of abundance and to go around, because the Republican economy will expand the pie. The Democrat economy will shrink the pie and make more slices. See, if you're making more slices and you're not growing the pie, what happens? Everybody's getting a smaller and smaller and smaller piece. Look, folks, this is not hard. I am breaking this down as easy and in the best layman terms as I can. There, even the government educated child in Rio Linda can understand that if you're not growing the pie, if the pie is the same size, all you're doing is cutting smaller slices. Well, you're not getting more, you're getting less. But a Republican pie, a Republican economic pie, is growing. That pie is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so the slices can get bigger. And if your slice of the economy is bigger, what happens? You're doing better because there's an abundance. This is very, very simple to understand, folks. Very simple. And if you need one or two issues to vote on, listen, your social issues isn't going to put a dollar in your pocket. Your just ridiculous, maybe I shouldn't put it that way, but if you're an activist and you're out there, you're complaining about all of these issues that the Democrats put out there because they don't want your eye on the actual ball, and you're worried about what box somebody's in or what I mean by that, if you're in the gay box, you're in the trans box, you're in the this box, the that box, you're worried about the climate, and if all of these are your issues, none of those issues are putting a dollar in your pocket. None of those issues put a dollar in your pocket. So if you're out there wondering, gosh, do I vote for a dementia patient or do I vote for a guy that I don't like? Well, you vote for the guy you don't like, because the guy you don't like had the best economy. The guy you don't like had this country firing on all cylinders, and you were able to live pretty darn well. And this is what the low information voter, like I said, the low information voter may not know a whole lot about politics, but they understand when under Donald Trump, $500 a week or $1,000 a week or $3,000 a week went a whole lot further back then under Trump than it does with Joe Brandon Biden. And that's all they need to know. And again, if you're out there and you're wondering, if you're just really stuck, if you're one of those, I don't know, 2 or 3% out there who truly are, I just don't know what to do. I don't know who to vote for. Think about your wallet. Do you want a retirement? Do you want to earn money right now while you're a working age? Do you want to be able to live a decent life? Do you want to be able to take care of your family? Do you want to be able to have extra disposable income to do those things that you want to do before you reach an age that you can't do them? If you want those things, then you need a good economy. If let me put it this way. If you're an activist out there and you do what you have, you want to go get your EV because you think you're going to help the economy. You're not. You're going to hurt the economy more, but that's okay. Whatever. But if you've got your little activist social issue and you want to fight for it, wouldn't you be able to fight for it better if you could take care of yourself? If you could make a living, couldn't you fight for your cause better? So even you activists out there, if you don't have an economy, you're not going to have a country. It's as simple as that. Just same with the border. If we don't have a secure border, you're not going to have a country. Listen, you may think an open border doesn't touch you and doesn't bother you, but when that terrorist that are all over this country right now sets off the bomb or takes the guns and starts mowing people down, when somebody close to you gets involved in one of these stupid terrorist attacks that I hate to say it, but it's probably coming, then you're going to be made to care. You will be made to care about the open border. Stop and think for a minute. Stop and think. How do you think that 12-year-old girl who was raped and brutally murdered by two illegal aliens who should not have been in this country? They're only here because of Joe Brandon Biden. And folks, listen, I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm not angry, I'm just right. But put yourself in the shoes of the parent of the 12-year-old that was brutally raped and murdered by two illegal aliens that are only here because of Joe Biden's open border. Think about that. How do you feel? You will be made to care. You know, Eric Erickson will say a lot, and listen, if you don't know Eric Erickson, he's a syndicated radio show host that I fill in for every now and then when our schedules align. And he'll tell you, you will be made to care. And he's 100% right. He's 100% right. You will be made to care. If you think the open border doesn't touch you, well, it doesn't touch you until it does. And I am just telling you, folks, you cannot, anything you want to fight for, anything you want to live for, you can't do it if you don't have a good economy and if you don't have a secure border. Because without those two things, you're not going to have a country. So you can fight for every gay person in the world. You can fight for every color in the world you want. You can paint whatever color you want on the street. You can run your mouth about how hot it is. I mean, you can do all these things. None of it's going to matter if you can't make a living. None of it's going to matter if there's not abundance. And listen, I know there's a group of progressives out there who now they've got theirs, but they don't want you to have yours. Because when you talk about abundance, they get pissed off. Because they don't want abundance. You shouldn't have. They should have. Listen, the progressive elitists, as long as they've got their private jets, their limos, their SUVs, and all the steak that they want, then all is well with the world. They just don't want you to have it. See, if you have private jets or fly around a lot, if you have access to private flying, if you have SUVs and multiple vehicles, if you enjoy steakhouses and things like that or enjoy buying steaks and cooking them into your house, if you do it, you're killing the planet. If they do it, well, they're righteous and they're progressive activists and they're better than you. You see how this works, folks? I'm telling you, folks. Listen, every Democrat in Washington, every elected Democrat or almost, I'll bet you 99.9% of elected Democrats in Washington, D.C., when they tell you, you can't have school choice, you can't have charter schools, when they tell the black family, your child is going to go to a failing school because we're going to make them go to that failing school because they have to go to a government school. You can't have school choice. You can't have charter schools. And we're not going to give you a tax credit. We're not going to give you a voucher to go to a private school. No, you're stuck in the government school. Every one of those politicians that tells you that and tells the black family that, their child goes to a private school. I would almost guarantee it. 99.999% of those Democrats in Washington that are telling you that you can't have school choice, every one of their children is in a private school. And not just any private school, the top private schools that your taxpayer dollars are paying for, by the way. So you see how this works, folks. Listen, I again, I'm not angry. I'm just right. This is just common sense stuff. It's common sense stuff. And I know that was a pretty big tirade when I started off with sports. So, and listen, I think I even mentioned, if you're not a fan of soccer, but you're missing your regular sports that's not on right now, start watching the Euro Cup. It's amazing, folks. And watch the Copa America. Argentina, Lionel Messi, Di Maria, all these guys are going to be playing tonight. And it is art to watch them play soccer. It is art to watch them play soccer. You had yesterday the biggest upset. I'm serious. Right now, the biggest upset in the world was about to happen yesterday when Croatia was about to beat Italy, because it was going to knock Italy out of the tournament. And Italy is the defending champions. And I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think a defending champion has ever been knocked out of the group stage. And you got down to basically 30 seconds of game time left, and Italy scores to send them to the out of the group stage. It was absolutely amazing. So you really ought to look it up and watch it. It's just awesome. You can't get much more exciting than this. So, all right, folks, I'll stop talking about sports and I'll take it back to politics. But listen, every now and then, when you have the radio talents that I have, you can blend, and even somebody like me who doesn't watch a lot of sports, you can blend sports and politics. So, all right, folks, listen, this is the On Point with Victor show. You are tuned into America's Web Radio, the America's Web Radio station. And if you're listening later, you can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Intune Podcast, and just about any other podcast you could find. If you're out there and you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, or somewhere in Georgia, and you want to see me, on Thursday night, you're going to be able to actually come out and hang out with me. I am going to be a guest speaker, special guest and speaker for a debate watch party. This debate watch party is going to be in Duluth, Georgia, and I really should have pulled this up. I should have pulled this up. I'm going to have to pull it up during the break. But Thursday night in Duluth. Now, any of you listen, now I know I have listeners out in Duluth as well. So any of you listeners who want to come hang out with me on Thursday night, there's going to be a debate watch party. I will be a guest speaker, before the debate, and then we'll all get together. We'll watch debate. We're going to have some good food and drinks. It's going to be in an awesome restaurant in Duluth, and I will give you the details after the break. Shame on me. But I'll get that for you. But that is going to be Thursday night. So if you guys want to watch the dementia patient fumble around on the debate stage, and if you want to watch the two CNN hosts that are going to be attacking Trump, it's going to be something to see. So come on out. But better than all of that, you'll get to hang out with me. So, I mean, what's more to like on a Thursday night? I mean, look, I know there's going to be some good soccer games coming on, but you can do what I'm going to do is record them and then watch them later. So, but yeah, that's going to be fun, folks. It's going to be fun. So anyway, be on the lookout for that again, Thursday night. I'll get the details here shortly. So, but, all right. We're getting close to having to take a break here, but before we go to break, there's a couple of things I got to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'm going to get to the debate. I'm going to talk about the debate. I'm going to talk about what I think they're doing with Biden. It's very simple. And I'm going to talk about what I think Trump needs to do to have a winning night. It's really not going to be hard for Trump. So I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to get to and touch on before we go to break, and then when we get back from break, I'll really get into this a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, did you see what happened the other day over the weekend? Jewish people were not allowed to go in the front door. Jewish people not allowed to go in the front door. Now, I know I wasn't around here in the late 50s and 60s. I wasn't around. I'm not that old. Listen, I am on the wrong side of old, but I ain't that old. And but I know enough about history to know there was a time when there was a certain group of Americans that were forced to go around the back. There were certain group of Americans that couldn't come in the front door of a restaurant. They had to go to the back door. There was a certain time when a certain group of in this country of Americans, they had to shop in the basement. They couldn't shop with everybody else. And Democrats, I know this is going to piss off a lot of Democrats, but the Democrats were behind a lot. Listen, Democrats were behind Jim Crow laws. The Democrats were behind much of the abuse that black people took back in the day. Listen, folks, it's just history. Learn it, live it, so you don't repeat it. But you know what? Not enough of you learned it. because now history is repeating itself. Here we are again. And who's supporting this? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is once again supporting, forcing some of your fellow Americans to not be able to go through the front door. They got to go through a secret door, or they got to go through a back door. And that is going on right now, or went on the other day in an American city, folks, not in some other country. This happened in an American city. And I'm going to tell you more when we get back. So don't go anywhere. This is the On Point with Victor show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armand. There is the Mexican not afraid to be American. The Mexican not afraid to be American. Or the Mexicano not afraid to be the Americano. Listen, folks, I'm going to be out Thursday night. You can come hang out with me Thursday night at a debate watch party. This is going to be sponsored by Turning Point Action, Latinos Coalition. This is going to be Thursday night, June 27th at 8:30. There's going to be free food. Wow, I forgot about that. Free food, music, drinks. I will be a special guest. I will be doing a little speech, so come hang out with me. But this is going to be at EPA, the Come Arepa restaurant. So this is, so write this down, folks, 2870 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Duluth, Georgia. So if you are in Georgia and you're a listener of mine, you want to come hang out with me on Thursday night and make fun of and watch the dementia patient debate Donald Trump, then you need to come out to this restaurant, get some good food, hang out with me, 2870 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Duluth, Georgia, 30097. Now listen, you're gonna have to RSVP because they're putting that, you know, they're gonna do free food, so they need a head count. So if you're gonna make it, if you want to hang out with me, go to https://rb.gy/zk00OS. If you don't get it, send me a message. I'll get it to you. But again, you can look this up. It's, just give the restaurant a call. They'll help you out, I'm sure. You can call, if you want to reserve your space, 678-614-5011. You tell them Victor with On Point with Victor told you to call to reserve your spot for the debate watch party. You call 678-614-5011 and they will make sure that you have a spot and you can get some free food and you can come hang out with me. So, it's gonna be fun. So I had a listener point out, and it's a great point by a listener. I have listeners who love Donald Trump. I have listeners who hate Donald Trump. We have conservatives, we have Republicans, we have Democrats, libertarians, independents. We have all kinds of people that listen to the On Point with Victor show, and I thank you all. And you know what? I'm friends with lots of people. I'm friends with people that are on the right, on the left, and now, some people on the left who I try to be friends with, they just want to call me names and stuff. So, you know what? They can go do whatever they do. So I'm going to be nice. But I've had a listener out there who's not a big Trump fan. And listen, this is a lot. Look, I don't really, I guess I understand it to some extent. But there are a lot of listeners and there are a lot of voters around across this country who just do not like Donald Trump. Donald Trump just doesn't sit with them. They've either bought into what the media narrative is, or or they just don't think Donald Trump is decent enough to be president, or whatever the reason. I mean, I get it. I understand. But right now, that's our choice. And we don't have an unknown object here. We know Donald Trump can be a president, a darn good one, because he's been there before, and he had a great economy, and he had a great foreign policy. Listen, there were no wars under Donald Trump. There were no new wars under Donald Trump. Russia, that peepsqueak Putin, this dude, he attacked Crimea under, I think it was the Republic of Georgia or somewhere. He attacked under George Bush. He attacked Crimea under Obama. Didn't move a finger during the Trump administration. And then as soon as the dementia patient came in, he attacked Ukraine. Went full-fledged attack on Ukraine. Listen, folks, under Donald J. Trump, no new wars. No new wars. And none of these tyrants across, whether it be Kim Jong-un or Putin or China, none of them looked cross-eyed at Trump. None of them did. You know why? Because they didn't know what Trump would do. They couldn't read Trump. They know what Joe Biden's going to do. They know Joe Biden is a weak, feeble, dementia-laden president. And they know the Democrat Party is full of progressive nut jobs who love communists. They love authoritarianism. They love socialism. So they know they can get away with whatever they want. Plus, how many Democrats have been paid by China and Russia? Give me a break. Including some establishment Republicans. I mean, come on. Let's just, we really need to do more investigations on that. But anyway, this listener is not a big fan of Trump, but here's what they're voting for. They're voting for Trump. They're voting for Trump because they're voting against high inflation, open borders, high gas prices, and the woke crazy agenda that's out there, and then all the wars that I just spoke about. So there's going to be a number of voters out there that are going to go vote for Donald Trump because of the mess that the Biden administration has caused. And I get that too. I get that. What you shouldn't do and what you can't do and what I don't want you to do, I don't want you to sit on the sidelines. Now, if you're such a sycophant to the left and you're going to sit on the sidelines because you don't want to vote for Biden, but you don't want to vote, you're not going to vote for Trump, then fine, sit, whatever. But if you want to help this country and you want a better life, if you want a better economy, if you want the world to respect us again, if you want the war in Ukraine, now listen to me and listen to me hard. Listen to me well. If you want the war in Ukraine to end, you vote for Donald Trump. If you want the war to continue in perpetuity, you vote for the dementia patient Joe Biden and Democrats. Let me do this again. If you want the war in Ukraine and Russia, if you want that war to end, you vote for Donald Trump and you give him a Republican Senate and an overwhelming Republican House. You give him an overwhelming Senate, you give the Republicans the House, and you elect Donald Trump. And that war in Ukraine and Russia will come to an end. And Kim Jong-un will go back to his rock. And China, they'll go back to trying to figure out how to save their economy. Because right now, China's trying to figure out a way to attack Taiwan. You want to know, listen, this is just how my mind works, folks. You want to know why there's so many young military-aged Chinese that are streaming across our southern border, that are streaming, not just the southern border, they're coming in on boats. They're outrunning Coast Guard and maybe some of them are getting caught, but some of them are not getting caught. They're coming out of the freaking Dominican or somewhere or Cuba, and they're coming across. Listen, do you think Russia came over here and had military gains without probably bringing over some Chinese? You're out of your freaking mind if you don't think they probably brought some military-age Chinese folks over, dropped them off in Cuba, and then they jump on a boat, and they get over to our Florida coast, and they jump on the beach, and they run, and they're gone. They're in this country before they can get caught. Now, why do you think? Now, listen, I'm not making this up. Listen, I don't know for sure if Russia brought people over here, but you're crazy to think they didn't. But I do know, and we, the country, we know that there have been Chinese illegals coming from the coast. They're coming from the Dominican. They're coming from Cuba. They're coming from somewhere, the Bahamas maybe. And they're coming over, and they're getting to the Florida beaches, and they're running up into the country, and they're nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found, because they weren't caught. Now, and then you've got the Chinese. Listen, I witnessed for myself young Chinese nationalists coming across the border in Guatemala and Mexico. Now, if they're coming across into Mexico from Guatemala, they're not stopping to build a house in Mexico. They're coming to the United States. Why? Why are these young military age capable people coming over to this country? And folks, listen, they weren't desolate. They had decent clothes on. They had phones. They had nice cell phones. I witnessed this myself, ladies and gentlemen. Witnessed, they had money. They were buying, I saw a bunch of these people buying some awesome lunches in a great food court that I go to in Mexico. And this was not a great part of Mexico. This was down on the, right along the border of Guatemala and Mexico. There is a city called Tapachula, and it's a pretty poor city, but there, as in any city, there are pockets of money. And there's a nice, nice mall. And look, the malls in Mexico, they're not like the malls here. The malls here are kind of on the out. They're going out of business. You go to a mall in Mexico, and that's where the rich people go. And they had a food court in there, really nice food court, and that's where these Chinese nationalists were that I witnessed. They came across the Guatemalan border and into Mexico. Now, what do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing here? Now, are some of them running away from communism? Maybe. But all it takes is one or two that's doing China's bidding that came over here illegally. Now, what do you think they're going to do? Well, here's my theory. China wants to invade Taiwan. China wants to invade Taiwan before Donald Trump gets elected. And if China invades Taiwan, what might they do with their people they have that have come over here illegally? Well, maybe those people over here illegally are going to try to attack our infrastructure. Maybe they're going to unleash viruses for parts of our infrastructure so that we can't do anything when they attack Taiwan. See, folks, listen, this isn't rocket science. This is not rocket science. All you need is a little common sense and be willing to think for yourself and be willing to use critical thinking, which they won't teach in government schools anymore for this very reason. Because if too many of you sit down and think like I do, well, my goodness, you might start questioning the Democrats' rule, and you might throw some of these Democrats out. You might even throw out somebody like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. You might actually go find a good conservative Republican to replace them with. See, they don't want you to do that, so they don't want you to be overeducated. They don't want you to be able to think critically. But if you just sit back and you think, why have all of a sudden, under Joe Biden's open borders, are a bunch of Chinese nationalists coming over here, mostly young men of military age? And then you start thinking, what does China want most of all? China wants Taiwan. And then you start thinking, China doesn't have a great economy right now. And listen, folks, they don't. China's economy is teetering, as does all communist economies and socialist economies. And so they've got problems in China. So what do they do when you start losing your people? What do? You go to war. When you're a despot and you start to lose your people, you go to war. China wants to go to war. China wants to take over Taiwan. Well, China doesn't want to have to deal with the U.S., though, even though they've got a dementia patient. You still got some other people here that would do the right thing. So what happens? Maybe they're sending over these illegals over here so that they can attack our infrastructure so that we can't see if the Chinese military goes into Taiwan and we're having to deal with Chinese nationalists in our own country that are attacking our infrastructure, then we can't. What are we going to focus on? We have to focus on our homeland. I'm telling you, folks, this is not rocket science. It's not hard to hypothesize what may be going on, what may be going on through the minds of China and what they're doing. Look, there's a reason that China is buying. Listen, the Democrats, it is the Democrat Party that's allowing the Chinese, the communist Chinese, to buy land by the acres, land by the hectares near all of our military, major military encampments. Or military stations or military, whatever you want to call them. We've got some really nice hidden military stuff that the Chinese just happen to be buying land next to. That ought to alarm all of you. It ought to at least make you ask questions. It ought to at least make some journalists out there, if there are any journalists left, they need to be in the face of every Democrat and Republican. Why are the Chinese buying so much American land? And why are we allowing it? And then why are we sitting by and not paying attention to all the illegals that are coming over here? Listen, I don't like the director of the FBI. I think he needs to go. That needs to be one of the first firings that Donald Trump makes when he's reelected. But at least this guy's trying to cover his you-know-what, because the FBI director is out there almost on a weekly basis warning Congress, You guys aren't watching, or you're taking your eye off the ball. We have too many illegals here, too many associated with terrorists that we don't have. We don't know where they are. We don't know who they are. We have too many here. The risk is greater than it's ever been that we are in danger of a terrorist attack from within. And it ain't going to come from a white supremacist. It's going to come from these Hamas Biden voters who are going to team up with some of these illegals. And that's, folks, that is the danger. And that FBI director is warning Congress, and he's warning them on probably a daily basis. And the Joe Biden administration is ignoring it. The Joe Biden administration is ignoring that. How many Americans are going to die because of Joe Biden and the Democrat policies? I'm not afraid to say that. And Donald Trump on Thursday night, he ought to look at Joe Biden and say, how many Americans are going to die because of your open border? How many? I hope I'm wrong. And Donald Trump should say this too. I hope and I pray that I'm wrong about us being so susceptible to a terror attack. But if it happens, it's because of Joe Biden's open borders. Folks, it is not, again, it is not rocket science. We are in danger. You saw what happened in Moscow where these terrorists grabbed a bunch of guns and just went into a concert hall and just started mowing people down. You don't think we're at risk for that kind of terror attack here? And the Democrats would love to use that to go after guns and to go after the innocent when they're doing nothing to prevent innocent deaths from happening. That's your Democrat Party. That is your Democrat Party, and the blood will rest on Joe Biden and Democrats' hands. And if you're a voter out there that continues to vote for these Democrats, well, you know what? A little bit of that blood's going to be on you, too. I hate to say it that way. I hate to say it, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just telling you, folks. I'm just telling you. That's what we're in danger of. So let me go back to this story. In L.A. over the weekend, you had Democrat voters. Understand this. Democrat voters. You had Democrat voters wearing Hamas terrorist garb, not only blocked a synagogue and wouldn't let Jewish people go to their place of worship, they started beating and attacking some of these Jewish synagogue goers. And the Democrats stood by and allowed it to happen. The LAPD, there is no way the LAPD wasn't given their orders by the Democrat mayor to stand down. Because the LAPD actually blocked Jewish people from going in the front door on behalf of these freaking Biden voters who are in bed with Hamas, who were attacking Jewish people, and the police were doing nothing about it. Then the police helped them block the front door and told Jewish people, well, you need to go around back. You need to go through a secret door. And the Joe Biden administration, the Democrat mayor, and all the other Democrats in L.A. stood by and allowed this to happen. And to this day, here we are Tuesday, and Joe Biden has not come out to denounce what these Biden voters were doing to Jewish, attacking Jewish people, innocent Jewish Americans being attacked by Joe Biden voters and Democrat voters. Listen, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm just right. These people are Joe Biden and Democrat voters. Joe Biden hasn't come out. He couldn't take 5 minutes to get on TV and say, this has got to stop. We don't attack fellow Americans in this country. We don't force fellow Americans to go through the back door. We did that before, and we're not doing it again. No, Joe Biden couldn't do that. You know why Joe Biden couldn't do that? One, because they're hiding Joe Biden, trying to figure out his drug dosage, and they're trying to get the drug dosage right so he can debate on Thursday night and not fall on his face. Two, Joe Biden needs the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party to vote for him. So he will not come stand with the Jewish Americans. He's going to stand with the Hamas Biden voting. Oh, I'm trying to be nice. But Joe Biden is going to stand with a bunch of Jew-hating, genocide-calling, Hamas-loving Democrat voters. He's going to stand with them and not stand with a Jewish American who's being blocked from their synagogues, who's being told they need to go hide. They're being told they need to stay indoors. They're being told they need to, well, if you do come out, make sure you go through the hidden back door. That's what they're being told by Democrats. and Joe Biden standing by and allowing it to happen. Listen, I've said this once, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If you are a Jewish voter and you vote for Joe Biden or any Democrat, you are a self-hating Jew, and you're a bad Jew, a bad, bad, bad Jew. Listen, I've got a lot of Jewish friends, and I've got Jewish family. I've got a lot of Jewish heritage. And one thing that we say amongst each other is, you're a bad Jew. You're a bad Jew. Well, if you are a Jewish person and you go vote for today's Democrats or Joe Biden, you're a bad Jew. You're a bad Jew. And there's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. Folks, how in this day and age, in this country, how do you stand by and allow Democrats, the Democrat Party, to just trash the Jewish religion, trash Jewish Americans, allow Jewish Americans to be beaten on the streets, allow synagogues to be blocked, tell Jewish Americans you have to go through the back door, you have to go through a hidden door, or stay indoors, don't come out? How do we stand by and allow this to happen? Listen, there are some Jewish voters that are standing up. They're standing up in New York because you know what they're going to do today? They're going to throw out one of the squad members. Listen, AOC and this Jamal Bowman lost their ever-loving... Listen, if you want a good laugh, go watch the so-called rally that AOC and Jamal Bowman had on Saturday. Listen, Donald Trump went into the Bronx, and he had thousands of people come out for him. He had, I don't know, 20,000 or so people cheering USA and cheering Trump. AOC and Jamal Bowman went into the Bronx. Maybe they had 300 people. Maybe they had 300 whack job Hamas loving people to support them. And they lost their minds, folks. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, go look this stuff up. Excuse me. Jamal Bowman lost his mind. This guy, and so did, at least watching AOC bounce around the stage, that's bearable. I know, bad host, but watching Jamal Bowman jump around and practically toss a chair across the stage, that's not enjoyable to watch. The man is losing his mind. You know why? Because he's about to lose power. These people hate to lose power. They don't care about you, but they care about that power. And Jamal Bowman was losing his mind on Saturday in the Bronx because he's about to lose power. Why? Because the Jewish people in New York are going to stand up today, and they're throwing that man out of power. They're throwing him out of power because he's an anti-Semitic, anti-Jew. This guy Bowman is an anti-Jewish guy. Just go look at this guy's record. For some reason, he hates the Jewish people, as do many Democrats. Which, again, I ask, if you're Jewish, how in the hell can you go vote for a Democrat? How can you go vote for Joe Biden? Because they don't like you because you're Jewish. It's crazy. It's crazy that's going on in this country right now. It's just nuts. It's nuts, but it's happening. And Jamal Bowman, the fire marshal, you know, this dude who thought he was a fire marshal and he thought he could just willy-nilly pull the fire alarm. He got away with it, folks. He got away with it. He pulled the fire alarm in Congress while they were in session. He pulled the fire alarm. If a Republican had done that, they would have been run out of town. They probably would have been prosecuted, and then they would have been run out of town. But a Democrat did it. Jamal Bowman did it. A Jew-hating Democrat did that, and he got away with it. And now the Jewish people in New York are standing up, and they're going to throw Jamal Bowman right out of his AWS. They're throwing him out of Congress, and he can't handle it. He cannot handle it, as you saw Saturday when he lost his mind in the Bronx to having a so-called rally. Listen, Jamal Bowman had the gonads to stare at these people, scream at the top of his lungs and say, "You coming after me and you don't think I'm going to fight? You coming after me, my children and my family, and I'm not going to fight?" Excuse me, folks. I am losing my voice. But that's what Jamal Bowman said. You know what, Jamal Bowman? Mr., they're attacking your family and attacking your children. You know what? Boy, you sound an awful lot like an Israeli. You sound an awful lot like an Israeli. Because on October 7th, a whole bunch of Israelis were fighting for their lives. Because Hamas, whack job terrorists, evil people went into Israel and just willy-nilly tried to find innocent people and killed them. They killed babies. They killed children. They killed wives. They killed husbands. They killed brothers and mothers and fathers. And they did this in front of their children. They did this with people who were unarmed. They were not military. These were families. They were just trying to live. And these Hamas terrorists brutally murdered them. So you know what, Jamal Bowman? Yeah, you think you're being attacked? You think your children, you are being attacked because they're going to throw you out of power? What do you think the Israeli felt like when they were fighting for their actual lives, having to watch their loved ones be brutally killed by terrorist groups from Hamas? Yeah, think about that, Jamal Bowman. Think about that when you're on the retirement line because you're about to get thrown out. You know what? I don't know what he's worried. Well, he wants the power, and he's not going to have it. But don't fret for him. He's going to be fine because he'll probably be a commentator on MSNBC before the week is out. Because he's going to lose. He's going to get thrown out of Congress today. He's going to get thrown out of Congress today. And kudos to the Jewish voter who's going out and standing up against this anti-Jewish Democrat. Kudos to. Now, these Jewish people need to take it further. They need to throw the other Democrat out too. They're going to nominate a new Democrat today, but they need to go for the Republican candidate. You Jewish people, and I think a lot of them are going to vote for Donald Trump. You can't stop with Donald Trump. You got to go down the ticket and you got to vote for the Republicans. Listen, I'm not telling you to go jump in the Republicans' lap and play footsies and lick their face. But I am telling you that you're going to have to get in on board with a Republican or an independent, because the Democrat Party is not your friend and they need to be out of power. They need to be out of power. So, and Donald Trump is going to need the help of Republicans because the Democrats are going, listen, if you think the Democrats lost their minds in 2016, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Democrat Party will do everything to fight Donald Trump. They're going to fight him tooth and nail. And he's going to need some good Republicans to help him. So you need to vote accordingly. So, I tell you what, folks, we're getting close to the end of the show. I didn't really get to talk much about the debate. Here's the deal. You haven't seen Joe Biden because Joe Biden has been hiding for a week because they're trying to figure out how much drugs to give him, the right doses to give him. They're trying to get him acclimated to having to stand on his feet for an hour, and they're trying to get him acclimated to being awake past 4 o'clock. So they're working on Joe Biden. This isn't just debate prep for Joe Biden. It's more about getting the medication right, figuring out the dosage so that he can be jacked up Joe, as Hannity will say, jacked up Joe. He's going to be hyped up Joe. He's going to be hopped up Joe. He's going to be drugged up Joe. That's what he's going to be. Just like, look, we haven't seen drug Joe. We haven't seen drug Joe since the State of the Union. Well, you're going to see it on Thursday night. So that's why you haven't seen. This is why Joe Biden can't make an appearance, because he's hiding. Because they're trying to figure out his drug dosage so that he can stand up for an hour. Now, the funny thing about this is all Donald Trump needs to do at this debate is remain calm, be happy, smile, tell a few jokes, stick to the issues, correct Biden when he's wrong, but don't talk about the trials, don't talk about the stolen this, stolen that, don't talk about the all of the trial stuff. Just stick to the pain the American families are feeling. Stick to the lies that Joe Biden is going to tell. And Donald Trump, you'll do just fine. Because Joe Biden is going to get angrier and angrier. When you, Donald Trump, when you don't get angry, because the goal of the of Biden on Thursday night is to make you angry. When you don't buy into that and you don't fall for it, because the moderators are Joe Biden's team. They're going to try to make you mad, Donald Trump. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Because if you stay calm, Joe Biden, the dementia will take over and this man will get so angry. And if he can stand there the whole time, he's going to get angry and he's going to lash out. Let him do it. Let him do it. And then when he can't find his way off stage, go help him. Help him off stage, Donald Trump. Give him a hand. All right, folks, that's all I got right now. I got more, but I can't get into it now. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. So stay tuned and we'll see you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.